Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. It is Sunday brunch time. And as you know, this is our busy day. In addition to this show, we're back at noon Eastern time, counting down to all of the afternoon games. And of course, tonight at 7:20 Eastern time, we'll be back counting down to Sunday night football. Follow our YouTube page. Turn on the notifications so you get every single piece of content that you can. Now, we are also the most transparent show in all of sports betting. Here is our day from yesterday, and I always tell you about the team. For the first time in a long time, Martin Green did not have a good day in soccer. However, our MMA guy, Andrew Gombas, terrific. 3-1, including calling that main event victory, dominant fashion. So we picked him up there, Martin Green. We'll be back on Monday for a Champions League episode of the Early Edge. All right, housekeeping is done. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them, you love them, and it is Sunday, so they are fired up, laser focused. Up first, he named this show. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, fellas. Looking forward to this day. Got a little weather rolling in here in Nashville that I'll talk about here in a minute.
We will get to that. Speaking of Nashville, Tennessee, live from AB, dial up. Good morning.
Hey, coach, everybody. Good to see you. We got a big Sunday today. A lot of money to be made.
What was that? What did you say? A lot of money to what?
To be made.
Oh, to be made. Oh, okay. I didn't know what you said. All right. And he is our heartbeat. He is our leader. He is the maestro. Larry Hartstein. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. A lot of lines on the move this Sunday morning. Going to talk about those in a minute.
All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And we are getting to the time of the year. We are heading into Thanksgiving, where you start to think about the playoffs and you also start to think about weather. M Squared, talk to me.
Yeah, Larry mentioned some line movements. A lot of it's related to weather and some totals dropping out there. But starting with the Tennessee Titans Houston Texans game, it's going to start dry and it's going to get very ugly during this game. Should be some heavier rain later throughout this one. At least the whole second half should be rain. The Buffalo Bills Indianapolis Colts, same story there. Should start dry. Will be very interesting to see if these teams are aggressive early, knowing that the rain is coming, especially a team like the Buffalo Bills, if they can get a lead, making that Carson Wentz team try to throw the football in the weather conditions they should have in the second half. We're expecting rain the entire second half, the winds increasing 10 all the way up to 20 miles per hour at times. And then the third and final game is going to be Detroit and Cleveland. This one's kind of the opposite, though. It's going to start wet and get dry later, so it'd be interesting to see game plans early in that game as well.
Thank you very much, Mikey. Now, a game you did not mention was the game between the Ravens and the Bears. So, AB, the Chicago Bears may not have to worry about the weather, so to speak, but the numbers, the trends, the history, not necessarily on their side today.
Yep, coach, you're exactly right. They need to worry about the history books. Since 2014, the Chicago Bears are 0-7 straight up and 0-7 against the spread. And to put that in perspective, Twitter was 4 years old the last time the Bears won and or covered after a bye week.
That is crazy. Crazy. That meant you were only like 62 then. It's nuts. Yep. It's nuts. By the way, Clyde, I see you in the chat there, buddy, asking if we have any props on this show. My man, we'll have plenty of props for you on our noon show. We're back for an hour from noon Eastern to 1 Eastern, but thank you very much for checking us out. Now, we talk about the Bears. We talk about weather, but there's another very important aspect today, and that, of course, at this time of the year, maestro, is injuries.
Yeah, this gave me a sick feeling because I'm in on the Ravens in so many different places today. And Lamar Jackson added back to the injury report with the non-COVID illness. All the reports saying he's 50-50. Hollywood Brown is already out for the Ravens, looking at Huntley as the possible starter if Lamar can't go. So that is huge news. But the line holding at 5, circa went to 4.5 right now. We are seeing bigger movement in Seattle, Arizona, because Kyler Murray, even though he's officially a game time decision, everything expects him not to play. Everyone expects him not to play. That's up to Seattle -3 in some spots. And then with the news that Goff is out and Boyle getting his first start, we're seeing 12.5. We're seeing 13 in some spots for Cleveland. Also, Tyron Smith, the tackle for the Cowboys, will not play. Kamara will not play. I mean, it's a huge injury day, but I think the Ravens is really the big one right now.
You have to pay attention to this stuff so much. It's incredible. That's why my guys are the best. Real quick, in the chat, Cody says, Coach, will you guys have your Friday prop show with Uncle Dave and Prop Stars earlier in the week? No, we will not do it earlier in the week.
And can I explain why we cannot do that earlier in the week?
Please, Maestro, I would love for you to.
I mean, you have to wait so long to get these props. We're talking Thursday night sometimes for these Sunday games, even later. You don't get the full menu. As it is, it's a crunch for Prop Stars, through the night Thursday and Friday morning, getting ready for the shows because the books are so hesitant and just getting all the numbers together. They do get Thursday Night Football out, but then there's a lull.
Boom. That's exactly what I was going to say. Almost verbatim. No, he's much better at explaining that than I am. Now, what you do get on a daily basis, especially if you're a Sportsline member, is analysis, simulations of every single game on the board. So let's get into our board today. We're going to go one play from Sportsline. And if you're not a member yet, I tell you what, the community is growing. We want you. But use that promo code EDGE. We'll give you 30 days for free. You can check it out. Just go, kind of peruse it from day to day. I promise you, you'll be a part of the family full time in no time. We're going to go UNCG and FIU. Find it. 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to go under 130. Now, you're under, Coach. That's not fun. But, Maestro, can you tell the good people at home how good Mad Max and Jay Smooth, the machine, have been the last few days? Could you do that for me?
I could. You know, Justin had his 11-0 streak ended with DePaul last night, but Mad Max had a 12-0 streak, and it looked like he was going 13-0. And then I can't even remember who was playing San Diego State, but they hit back-to-back threes in the final minute, and that game went over by 3 points. I mean, he was also cursing out the fact that, you know, the team shot 85% or whatever from the foul line when they were only 60%. You know, he gets really upset. And I'm like, Max, that's basketball. That will happen. But anyway, he's back at it. Had 2 plays overnight. They were posted. I posted them myself around 1 a.m. So there, I believe that's one of the plays. And 12-1 run for Max.
So the way you're describing it to me, if the person had their notifications turned on, then if you dropped a play at 1 a.m., they would be notified, correct?
Correct.
Oh, I just wanted to clarify and make sure that I have all that ducks in a row. You know what I mean? All right. Now, he named the show. This is his show. So I have to do him justice every single Sunday morning. M squared, we're going to have a day. But you know the drill. Oh, I feel good today. Give it to me.
All right, let's start with a teaser here in the NFL. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills -1, and I'm teasing them with the 49ers -0.5. So basically need them on the money line here. Like the weather situation for the Bills side, as long as they get off to a decently fast start here. I don't trust Carson Wentz at all in the second half of this game when he's going to be dealing with the road environment combined with the weather. So I think the Bills get the win there. I love the number at -1 versus the full touchdown on that one. And then the 49ers, I know they have some issues at running back. I'm not incredibly worried about it. Jeff Wilson is definitely capable. Just means a few extra touches for Debo Samuel. I think that they get this road win here. Not laying the -6.5. That's why I have him in the teaser here. I'll take him to win on the money line.
Oh, I like that a lot. I'm telling you right now, I'm all in on the Bills and teasers today. I'm trying to go reverse of what I've done the last few weeks. And it's all about teasers. And I'm starting with Mikey's. Now, AB, there are a lot of people in the chat that think they have it figured out on who exactly you are. One of the bushwhackers from WWE years and years ago. But bushwhack your way to whatever your play is today. The floor is yours.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, no.
We pulled it off. We got it back. All right. So in Nashville today, in the Titans game, they might have to bushwhack their way down the field. M squared. Not only did he name the show, he's incredibly intelligent because it is going to be a downpour throughout this game. And you look at the Titans in terms of their injury report, you couldn't fit it all on a CVS receipt. They have so many players that are out and banged up for today. This is going to be a Randy Bullock game for them. So we're going to go Titans kicker Randy Bullock over 1.5 field goals today. It's juiced at minus 125. I believe that it's worth it. And yes, we are going back to a kicker. We hit one. I guess we're feeling ourselves with it now. So we're going to go with it. This is going to be a Randy Bullock game over 1.5 field goals.
Oh, I love it when you have a field goal prop. It just makes us feel all right. All right. My man's got to get on the road. He's got a busy Sunday, so we need to get him in right now. Maestro, give it to me. Let's go.
Well, first of all, I love how low Alan Bell wears his hat, and I love the reference to the CVS receipts because I hate that they just keep coming and coming. They're so long. So great points by AB. I have a prop I love today. Hunter Renfrow on the Raiders over 5.5 catches. I laid the juice minus 145. 7 catches the last 3 games. Last 2 games, 18 targets, tied with Darren Waller for most on the team since Henry Ruggs was cut. And the thing is, the Bengals, they sit deep. That's what they do. They do not let you throw it deep, but they give you all the underneath stuff. We saw the Jets dink and dunk their way. The Raiders will dink and dunk, and that means Hunter Renfrow. I love this guy. I think he's going to get at least 7 catches, so I'm definitely laying the juice at 5.5.
Man, Maestro, I got to tell you, we haven't been able to do this in a long time, but I feel like it's necessary. Minus 145, a little higher than we normally would give out, but Maestro, the juice is certainly
worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is, and it is this morning on Hunter Renfrow. Oh, my God, it's like a cleanse. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper. We're literally up against it. And your pencils. Here is, oh, it looks glorious on this Sunday brunch morning. We're going to go M squared, A teaser, Bill.